Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Winter 2023 Buffalo Trace released George C. Stagg and Stagg Batch 23C at about the same time. Unfortunately, 2023 George C. Stagg had an off-profile note for me. So, was the Stagg actually better than George C. Stagg? Well, we're going to do a blind find out, so stick around. Before we get started, we have to thank our patron members for all of the support. This content is provided to an astronomical number of people who don't provide any financial support, and it's all absolutely free. And the only reason that's able to happen is because the patron supporters. And everybody whose names are on your screen right now are at our top three levels of contribution. But we've got contribution levels for all budgets. If you want to learn how to support this channel and the content, then stick around to the end. Now, we're going to have some special guests today. I didn't want to participate in this challenge because I would immediately know what was what. Just smelling the empty glasses is enough for me to know which of these two were in the glass. So I'm going to do it double blind. And our guests that we had today were David Skelton, who is from the Texas Cigar Roadshow podcast. We also had Michael Yu, who doesn't have a podcast at all. And we also had Amy Love, who has been a huge contributor of the Someone Say Whiskey women's group, and we're grateful to have all of them. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give them the 2023 George T. Stagg double blind with the Stagg Junior, no longer called Junior, 23C, and we're going to see which of the two that they prefer. And I am just curious to see whether or not this off-profile note that turns me off to the 2023 George T. Stagg so much is something that has to do with my palate, or is it universal? Because when I first opened my bottle, I thought that it might have been infected with cork taint. I've tasted two other open bottles from other individuals that happen to have the same 2023, and I tasted the same note in those. So I don't know whether or not it's a genetic marker that I have that makes me taste this compound that other people don't necessarily taste, because it seems like most of the whiskey tubers who reviewed this whiskey gave it really good marks, and I don't understand why on my channel I was like, hey, there's something wrong. So we're going to give this to them blind and see what happens. So without further ado, here are our blind tasters. All right, guys, we have another double blind set up for you all. Although I did just find out that for Michael, this is a triple blind because I accidentally left the teleprompter up when I was trying to remember which pours we were gonna put in this blind. And I didn't take it off after the tasters got back in. And I said, hey, be honest, did anybody read the teleprompter? And they knew for sure that, you know, this is what they were tasting. And Michael said, I'm actually legally blind. And Wes said, that means this is a triple blind for you. So we have two excellent pours in your glasses right now. But one of them is much more sought after than the other. And so there were some rumors that the less sought after of the two of these whiskeys was maybe the better whiskey. And so I just figured I'd give it to you guys blind. And then I'd talk a little bit about the science behind why that might happen. So you guys spend some time on these whiskeys. Take your time. And your only objective is to figure out which of the two you prefer.
Okay.
And if you wanted to put together some tasting notes, it would be fine for you to do so.
Okay.
All right. Y'all have some fun. Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show? All right, everybody had a chance to spend some time with these lovely spirits.
Yes.
Yep.
Parse them out. All right. So we'll start with you, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
You had two glasses, one on your left, one on your right.
Yes.
And the one on your left, was it one or two for you?
It's going to be a tough call, but I'm going to call that number one.
Okay. So left is number one, right is number two.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's reverse for you at home. Michael?
Number one for me is, as well, on the left.
Same?
Yep.
And David?
Same thing.
See,
this one was a more ethanol, thinner taste. This was more robust, mm-hmm. fuller, more rich taste to it.
Okay, did anyone have any specific tasting note differences or anything like that?
Definitely a lot higher proof here, and I feel like a little more woodsy, maybe a little herbal on the notes, and then this one was really round, a little more vanilla, caramel, a little warmer.
Okay. Yeah.
So this would be more of my daily drinker. This one I might do some cocktails, but food pairings would change as well.
Wes, which one was on the left?
That would be George T. Stagg. 2023.
A hell of a daily drinker. Woo.
That's my daily drinker. Thank you very much.
You know, this will suffice.
I think I can do it.
So that means that Stag from the same season was on your right. You all picked the George T. Stag.
That is funny because my son-in-law just bought these two bottles.
Okay.
And I preferred this over that.
Okay.
But yet, in blind...
I'm shocked out of my mind.
3 for 3.
For those of you at home, shocked out of my mind. Maybe they influenced each other. I don't know. I don't know.
We all had picked before we compared any notes.
Yeah, well, we had already pushed our glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Did we reverse the glasses somehow?
No. I mean, I can literally smell it.
Yeah.
I must have a genetic marker.
I'm not that refined.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cookunity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Cookunity offers hundreds of meals prepared by their roster of all-star chefs. Simply choose from their innovative variety or let them surprise you. Menus are updated weekly, and new chefs are always joining the team, so you'll have fun discovering new favorites while avoiding the dreaded dinner rut. No cleanup or meal planning, just easy and effortless meals delivered fully cooked that heat up in as little as 5 minutes. Speaking of easy, Cookunity is flexible and commitment-free. Skip deliveries, pause, or cancel anytime. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cookunity. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
So
I think we were all clear that we liked both a lot. It was a hard choice. I think it was more the medium in which we were going to drink it. Was it neat? Was it a cocktail? Was it paired with food? What was the weather like, right? Like, I wouldn't not drink either one. I like them both.
Yeah, it's like if I had to pick one, the complexity on the left one kind of went out for the the stag on the right. It was,
I don't disagree with you, except there is a terrible flavor in there for me.
In which one?
In the George C. Stag.
Really?
I hate
what
it.
What do you pick up?
It tastes like potting soil. I can smell it. I can smell it in his empty glass.
I don't get that.
Really?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I like to say earthy.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Unless you don't like it, then it's potting soil.
No. It smells like potting soil.
So for me, kind of the difference between the two was the straightforward ethanol of the stag on the right versus the George C. Stag.
Yeah, this is definitely a higher ethanol.
Oh, yes.
It's what I get with 1920. When I sniff 1920, I get all 115 proof of that glass through my nose. I don't even get the banana. I don't get the banana until I taste it.
All right, that was absolutely shocking. 3 for 3, everyone picked the George T. Stag over the Stag 125.9. Shocks me out of my mind. I honestly thought everybody would go, oh, this one tastes weird. But apparently, maybe it's just a me thing. To be honest, I was getting a little suspect of all of the other reviewers that were saying how great the 23 George T. Stag was on YouTube land, but apparently maybe it's just me. So very interesting and shocking results. But for my palate, I would prefer to drink the Stag over the GTS from 2023. So in conclusion, though, you need to learn that not everybody's palate is going to be the same. Depending on what your experiences were earlier on in life, you might key in on different flavors that other people don't key in on. And it could even be a genetic marker, something similar to the cilantro dream that causes you to taste something different from other people. And so you like what you like, and that's totally okay. And no one can tell you that what you've experienced is wrong. So we're going to give you the opportunity at home to create the same experience. We are going to be sending out 5 1-ounce sample packs that include both the 2023 George C. Stag and the Stag 23C at 125.9. And those are going to be blind so that you'll be able to send us your results and let us know which one you prefer after you've had a chance to taste your samples. All you have to do to enter this free giveaway is to like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell, which will notify you of future content pieces, as well as future giveaways, because there's a giveaway in every episode. And most importantly, you have to go to YouTube, go to the video description, click the link to fill out the web form, give us your basic contact information. We will run a randomizer, post the results publicly, reach out to the winners, get your address, and ship you your samples absolutely for free. And if you like this content, you want to think about supporting the channel, we have three ways to do that. The first is to join Patreon. We have member benefits. We've got all kinds of great content, bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, where I kind of curate a whiskey-related trip. We pick a single barrel. You get the opportunity to buy single barrels. We do in-person meetups. We do virtual bottle shares every month, discounts on merch. And we try to make it so that even if you didn't have a huge budget to support something like this, we had a price point that would make it financially comfortable for you. So please go check that out and see if it might be worth it for you. The other way that a lot of people have supported us is by purchasing our merch. And Lindsay, my wife, has done a really good job at creating whiskey things by whiskey people for whiskey people. And I promise you, if you go to bourbonrealtalk.com and check out our merchandise, you'll see something that as a whiskey lover, you feel like you can't live without. And last but not least, you could support this channel by thinking about hiring me as your residential real estate agent in the Dallas or Houston metro area. Those are the areas that I practice real estate. And just a warning, if you do hire me as your agent and you close the transaction, I will buy you an epic bottle of whiskey as your closing gift. So if this is your first time tuning into the channel, I'd like to thank you for the view and let you know a little bit about why we do what we do. And we do this because we're all about bringing people together around whiskey. And connection is something that is personally important to me. Not only does it line up with my personality that I want to be connected with others and I want to, you know, share these brown spirits with other people, but I did lose a loved one to suicide. And trying to find a way to make it a positive impact in the world around you after experiencing a traumatic loss like that can be difficult. But I did see how whiskey was bringing people together and causing people to form connections that maybe wouldn't have otherwise thought about becoming friends with that other person because they had this common interest. And I thought, maybe if I can get you connected to whiskey will enrich your life and bring other people into your life and bring in some of those connections that you need to stay grounded to this world. If you're going to make those kinds of connections, though, you do have to have some way to communicate with each other. And usually that's done on whiskey forums, but there is a lot of negativity out there. And those negative people taught us two things. One, we needed to have a forum that wasn't filled with drama and negativity. And we created Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based enthusiast community that you can go join right now. And we've had a lot of success in there. We got about 30,000 people as of the time of this filming. And lots of great things going on in there. People sharing whiskey, people making friends. And we do a lot of philanthropy work together as a community there. But the other thing that those negative people taught us is that if they can hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. And that's why we end every episode the exact same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you were unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And I'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face-to-face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls ruining your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to Facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.
behind this wheel, I got it all now. I'm at the top of the world. The designer's got me in the flow while I'm in a riding incredible thrill. Let's hop and show you how it feels.
The all-new Toyota Camry tiene un no sé qué.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.